But Arya did give me the Sefer last year, and it, I saw this one piece, and it was really incredibly helpful in my own Avodas Hashem.
So you texted me?
It may have been. And I just think it's something kedai to read together and talk out with the Chevra. So he says like this, B'chodesh Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So we know from the Gemara in Tainus that says, Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So he says, Inyan Riboy HaSimcha Tolei B'Mechiyas HaMalek. The whole notion of the increasing of Simcha is very much connected and directly correlated with the Mechiyas HaMalek. Mishamati Pam, may his father of Gedalia Shor, Shehizbir Hadavra Al Pi Divrei HaMaimer, Ein Simcha Kataras HaSveikos. There's no Simcha like the reconciliation or resolution of doubt, so to speak. Isim Sarmak Kadoshim to Amalek Ola Bigmatria Safek. So Amalek is 240, Safek is Gmatria 240. Ubeis Mechias Amalek Yesh Hataras HaSveikos. That when we kind of reconcile or get rid of any sort of Safek, so that's kind of a Mela, knocking out Amalek, and through that we attain Simcha. So what does that all mean? When you think about Amalek, where did Amalek attack us?
The
back. But when was the, sorry, what was the first time they attacked us?
Right after
Yamsuf, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yamsuf. So we were on like the greatest level of any like Dveikus of the Shem, clarity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever, however you want to say that. And they come and they say, oh, you thought the Yamsuf, Hashem did this crazy miracle, you can attribute it to natural phenomena. Oh, the wind blew this way, it split the sea, whatever it was, everything that happened, they...
Evolution.
Amalek wanted to say everything's fake, you don't believe, there's no Hashgacha Prat, Hashem doesn't believe in you. Hashem not just doesn't believe in you, he's not watching over, he doesn't care about you guys. Ulahavinyan inyan ha-savik, says Rav Avram Shor in the next paragraph. Yish lomar ki yadua meha arizal, ki ikar ha-saga ba-avodas Hashem, ba-aliyas ha-adam hu, ayde simcha shal mitzvah. That the whole concept or the way you can see if someone is growing in Avodas Hashem is to see whether or not they have simcha shel mitzvah. Right? When we go to shul, when we learn Torah, when we go to a shir, when we do mitzvahs, whatever it is, right? Do we feel a little bit of geschmack afterwards? Right? Okay, you want to say mitzvahs, la dehenos nitni, we're not supposed to benefit from mitzvahs, but we should be able to have some simcha from mitzvah. Right? When we know we're doing the right thing, we know we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should give us a sense of simcha. Simcha sachayim. V'hini kasher adam oseh mitzvah v'ha adam mesupak b'zeh I yotza yidei chavasa b'ha mitzvah I kiyim ha-mitzvah b'shleimuso. Right? When a person does a mitzvah and all of a sudden they begin to doubt whether or not they did the mitzvah properly. Right? Did I don't know, eat the proper shear? Did I get it in the right time? You know, oh, was it already chatzos? Did I miss the mitzvah? Ozla olam, where it's underlined, eino ba lidei simcha shel mitzvah. When you're always questioning the mitzvah that you just did. So then mamela, there's never going to be simcha. Ki ha-sveikos mo'nea mimenu ha-simcha. Because sveikos and doubt prevents and saps any sort of simcha. Why? Ki hu doeg u'mis'atzev al-sefek ikiyumo. Because we're worried and we're troubled with, did I do it properly? V'zehu kochol shel ha-malik l'hachnis l'soch adam sveikos. Right? For myself, and everyone obviously has different applications of this, but... you know, we all try to balance and juggle a million different things in life, and I need to spend time doing this, and I want to spend time with my wife, and I want to, you know, children, you know, balance everything and have time for myself, maybe go on a run, whatever it is. And every time you're doing X, you're always thinking, maybe I should really be doing Y. You know, you're spending time with your wife, or let's say maybe she says, go on a run. Yeah, go to the gym, exercise, whatever it is. So great. And then while you're at the gym, you're like, wow, you know, like, I didn't really have such a great workout tonight. The gym was packed. I couldn't really get a treadmill, so I had to do whatever it was. And you're thinking the whole time, I should have just been home with my wife and we could have spent time together. Right? Or maybe, so this happened to me. I remember I mamish read this piece right after this exact thing happened to me. Sometimes I go to the Hashkim Union right here down the block on Shabbos at 7:30 at Ezra, 7:25, I guess, it really starts. Right? And it's a quick minion. They finish by 9. That means I can have like a whole morning Seder and spend time with my wife and, you know, have a normal nice Shabbos morning before lunch. And everything's great, right? But what happens while I'm at Minyan, they fly and they're going super quick and it's not a Lebedik davening and it's not so nice. So while I'm at Minyan, I'm like, I can't believe I'm really davening. It's not a Shabbos Dik Minyan. It's not so Lebedik. You know, they fly through Pesukei Zimra. So what do I think? Okay, next week I'm going to go to a different Minyan. Maybe a Karlbach style, whatever it is, a little bit slower.
Kinsishkama is a little slower.
Kinsishkama is a little bit slower, right? Not as Levedik, though. so I go to a different minyan, right? And it's a little bit more Levedik. But what am I thinking? It's taking a lot longer. It started a little bit later. Now there's no time to spend with, you know, family after, to learn after, whatever it is. And what happens? While I'm at minyan itself, I can't even enjoy the mitzvah I'm doing because I'm worried about other things going on. And I have no simcha sachaim because that's all a malik. It's getting us to doubt whatever we're doing. Right? I was thinking that... I was talking to one of my sisters-in-law about it. And I was talking about this idea because I was saying over this shtickle Torah to... I gave a women's shir last week and I was saying this idea and I said, what are some examples for women? And she was saying,
Of something?
Yeah. So she said, you know, some women struggle with, you know, the whole epidural versus natural birth thing, right? And they're in the hospital and it's incredibly painful, right? And they're like, "Hey, I'll get the epidural." But then, like, after they have a baby, and it's amazing, you just did an incredible mitzvah and brought a neshama into the world. What are you thinking? Like, ugh. Like, I really want to know what the natural birth feels like. Like, that's all I'm all like. Like, forget it. Don't worry about it. We have a baby. Baruch Hashem, everyone's healthy. You know? Or maybe a young, you know, mother who goes to work, and where does most of her paycheck go to? Goes to the babysitter. So she's at work making money only to pay the person to watch her, and she can't even be with her kid during the day. And, like, you know you're doing such a big mitzvah if you're working, if you're a nurse, if you're a PT, you're helping out people, you're a teacher, whatever it is. But then at the same time, I want to be, you know, there's always this struggle and this balance. And I think that's all a malik, because we're never happy with where we are. Where it's the end of the underline, Yehei monea min ha'adam ha'simcha. V'yesh lomer dezehu lashon hataras ha'sfekos. And that's goof of the lashon. Ki ha'safeku kemo chavolam shime'asrim ha'adam. They're like ropes that tie down a person. Ve'enu manicho lehispashet, and it prevents us from growing and developing and expanding. Ve'gorim lo'atzos, and it causes us to be sad and shriveled up, so to speak. Ve'lachem b'mechias ha'malik, so when we wipe out a malik, right, and get rid of any suffix, yocha adam lehisalos b'avodas Hashem, all of a sudden we're able to grow in avodas Hashem, again, because growth in avodas Hashem stems from simchas ha'chaim and simcha shel mitzvah. U'lavo lidei simcha shel mitzvah v'lachem marbim b'simcha ba'adar, shuzman mechias ha'malik. So we want to increase our level of simcha, we want to increase our simcha shel mitzvah, and that's the way to make sure we overcome amalek. Now he quotes an amazing Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of Chulin says as follows. Gemara Chulin Zayinam at Aleph Isa, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, have a ka'ozil epidyon shvuyin. He was on his way to go redeem a captured Jew. Pagabe b'ginoi nahara. He came to a riverfront. He said, "Split for me your water so I can pass before you, or I can pass through you." So what does the river say back to him? It's an amazing Gemara. You're going to do the ratzon, the will of your creator, says the river. But I'm also doing what my master wants me to do. God put me in this world. He made me a river. I'm supposed to flow. Great. So what do we say? What does the river say? Atah, but you, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, atah safek osa. You don't know if you're going to be successful in redeeming this person. But what about me? Right? He says safek, atah safek osa, safek iatah osa. Ani vadai osa. I know what I'm a river. It's great. It's gevaldik. So what does he say? Amar lei im iatah cholek gozrani alecha shelo ya'avru b'cha mayim la'olam. He said, if you don't split for me, this is Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says back to him, if you don't split for me, what's going to happen? There's never ever going to be water running through you ever again. So chalukle, and what happened? So the river split for him. Right? It's a super bizarre Gemara. And the Marsha and the Maral, a lot of people talk about this Gemara. But what's Rav Shor's shot in the Gemara? It's such a good vort. Va'anu ro mize ki adam shehu vadai ein biyecholis shum davar la'akev alav ulaminoa mimenu. If a person is vadai, if a person is certain in his avodas Hashem, or in whatever it is that he's doing, nothing can possibly stand in his way. And he says, I'm going to do something. It doesn't matter if there's a river in front of him. He's going to do it. And when there's a will, there's a way. It's a different one. Sorry. The same thing. Ki be'emes, I'll read slowly and translate. Don't worry. Ki be'emes kol ha'menios b'avodas Hashem v'kol ha'stiros inam ela dimyonos sherotzim limnoa ha'odem mila alos. Everything that comes in our way, everything that sort of stares at avodas Hashem and prevents our growth, it's all fake. And it's all this doubt and this fakeos and these... This suffix prevents us from growing. It's within us though. Meaning it's all internal. It's this internal struggle, and it's up to us to sort of realize that it's all a dimyon, it's all fake, it's nothing.
So why does the Torah use the word to kill Amalek? To destroy, you know, to wipe out Amalek.
To wipe him out?
It's like, if it's all internal, Is the Ikar Mitzvah
a... So I don't know. I'll tell you something that just popped in mind right away because it's something I've been thinking about, because I'm learning right now through Rabbi Brand in like Musar Seder, Chizuk Seder, we learned Tanya. So in Perek...
Rabbi Brand learned Tanya?
Yeah.
Gevaldik.
Gevaldik, right? So he said, the Tanya writes, I think it's in Perek Lamed, maybe. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's in Perek Lamed. He talks about when the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achla is Boeres, it's burning in you like a fire, and he's telling you stink, and he's telling us we're garbage, and he's telling us we're not good, and we're not good Jews, and we don't do anything, we never have kavanah, and we're terrible. So he says the way to overcome the Yetzer Hara, he says you got to yell at your Yetzer Hara. He says you got to say, like, it's not me. What are you, you know, if you ever get in a situation, you're about to do something that maybe we shouldn't be doing. So he says literally verbalize it, say it out loud, like, this isn't me. right? We say in the morning, Elokai neshama shenasatvi tahorahi. If we really are holy, then what should we be thinking? Anytime we're about to do anything that you know you shouldn't be doing, so we should say it. Don't just think to yourself. You get the Tanya says, say it out loud. Say this isn't me. It's all the koach al yitzhar. It's the shishur achra, and I'm a neshama shenasatvi tahorahi, and I'm holy and I'm pure. And maybe, I don't know, this probably isn't a pshat, but maybe it's a nice idea that mechia samolik, the word mechia, maybe is related to the word mocha, to protest. Ooh. Not just to wipe out and blot out, but maybe protest amolik. And say everything that you're doing is wrong. And everything that you're saying about these fakos that we just read about. And that when you're telling me Hashem doesn't believe in you, and Amalek's telling us that, you know, we stink and we're nothing and we're garnished. No, scream at amolik, scream at the Yitzhar, and we could do it. Right? And just if you flip to the other side, there's a beautiful idea he says here. On the other side of the page, he says from the Megillah, the Pasuk says when Haman's going around and having everyone bow to him, he says, "V'zehu inyan roam b'Mordechai ha'Yehudi b'Megillah." The Yechsev it says in Paragimel Pasuk Beis, "U'Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh." How do you translate that? Lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. It's not that he didn't bow down to him at all, but rather lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. That's in Lashon Asid. Is he will not bow down to him. So he says, what's going on here? Va'amdu amafarshim. Everyone asks, like, what's going on? Va'amaksiv lashon asid. Why is it written in the future tense? Why when Mordechai doesn't bow down, he refuses to bow down to Haman in the Megillah, it says he will not bow down to him. So he didn't bow down. So what's going on? So Shor says something beautiful. It says, v'yeshalomar ki olam she'in lo hachlata vada'os, harei ko ha-hachlata shlo hu rak behove. If a person in his decision isn't bevada'os, if it's not certain, then there's no kiyum of it. It's only in the present, right? My friends, I'll embarrass myself for a second. Shalom. In high school, my friend used to call it pulling a stromer, right? When to be a flake, basically, and say, oh yeah, I'll be there, let's do this. And then you pull out, you know, the last second. So they call that for a little while. Remember maybe a year and a half of high school, they called it pulling a stromer. I think it comes from a good place.
Said yes to share today. They test me, the legs not feeling well.
Can't make it, exactly. Yeah,
like literally, 15 people...
They pulled the stromer.
I think Bemis, I think it comes from a good place because I didn't want to say no to people, right? So then I was like a yes man, and then like when I realized I couldn't do it, so it was a little bit lame and I pulled out at the last second. But we all have that friend, right, who commits to something and then pulls out. Aval, he says in the middle of that paragraph, Mishahu Vadai Bahachlataso, someone who is certain in his decision making, Vein lo sfekos klal, and he has no doubts about it, Oz hachlatashlo. So his decision is bevadai. V'lachin kalsav etzel Mordechai lo kam velozea shelo hayelo klal safek bezeh. Meaning, when a person who's so certain about his decisions says yes today, so you don't need to check back in a week from now if that decision still holds true. When he says I'm going to be there, I'm going to commit, and he RSVPs and he says I'm coming, so there's no safek. You don't have to check in a week or two later. If a guy was bevadai when he made the decision, it's going to hold true there. So Mordechai didn't bow down to Haman. He didn't bow down to Amalek at all. Why? Because he knew Amalek was a joke. He knew who he was. And that safek that Amalek and Haman tried to force upon us and push upon us, it was totally not shayach to him.
Rav Moshe Tzvi told a story a while back. Passed from Rav who was in Muncie for a wedding. And he had a Talmud who was there with him. The wedding ended, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It was like a Thursday night. And one of his, I guess, friends, who was also a Rav from growing up, lived in Muncie. He's like, oh, we should stop by. He's like, I don't know, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't think we should like stop by. He's like, no, I think we should stop by. We'll stop by. So he told the Talmud, go over to the door.
Yeah.
And the Talmud's like, I'm not going to the door. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to the door.
Okay.
So the Rav goes out of the car, knocks on the door, and by the time he even hits the second knock to knock on the door flies open, and the other Rav was right there. So Tom asked him when he came back to the car, he's like, how did you know that he was going to be like awake? Like, he was like waiting there before you. Like, how do you know he's going to be awake? He's like, because 30 years ago we told each other that we're not going to sleep on Thursday nights, and we're going to be learning every Thursday night. We're going to stay up the whole night learning, like Leil Mishmar. And when somebody who's of a certain mindset says something like that,
decision.
So it goes on for forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did I tell you the Torah this morning?
No.
Please share. I turned you in the middle of davening and I said, Vayivarech David.
Oh, yeah, you. Es Hashem. Yeah. Rashi Tevos.
Rashi Tevos is Vardai.
Yeah.
Vayivarech David Es Hashem is Vardai.
Uh-huh.
Where Meir Simple said from the Shvi'i Pinchas that Vardai in Gematria, and he says it right here in the end of the piece, Vardai is Ekir. It's Hashem Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
But we say in Rosh Hashanah, we say, Ha Vardai Es Shemo, He Tis Hala. In Anu Aminim.
Mm-hmm.
He says the name of Hashem, which was the most elevated name of Hashem, is called Havadai. Havada is Gematria 26. They actually take the word of Hashem, which is Yud and Hey. You spell it out. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20, and
right.
He is Hey Aleph, which is 26. Because Havadai is the opposite of Svika, is Vadnus.
Right.
To destroy Amalek, you don't just destroy Amalek, you increase godliness within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When Hashem is the opposite of Svikas in our life.
Right.
When we have Svikas in our life, we really have a Svikas in God.
Right.
We're saying, oh, we don't believe that. That's what we're talking about. Like, the great breastlifting is like, everything is good, because if you don't believe everything good, then there's circuit in your betachon, in your muna. The opposite of Amalek, what he's saying here is badness is yud kevavke. It's also increasing godliness. The opposite of it.
So I'll tell you this. I began to think about this piece from Rosh Hashanah a little bit more at that time last year, and I thought a lot about it in terms of the idea of bishas asiyas hamitzvah. So they're causing us to. You know, Amalek wants us to doubt, oh, maybe you're not doing it properly, maybe you should be somewhere else, maybe you should be spending time here, you know, etc., etc. So thinking this kind of has, this doubt, this suffix that Amalek is like creeping up upon us and throwing at us, I think it really has two manifestations. I think, first of all, there's trying to do too much, and I think then there's also the not living in the moment. And I'll explain. Sometimes we try to do too much, and that's, it's almost like it's a bad, I don't know how to say it, it's a Yetzer Hara that masks itself in a Yetzer HaTov. Meaning, do more, do more, do more, and we're trying to do so much, and we think it's amazing, and we're running from here to here to here, from, I don't know, Shir to Dominion to, you know, this mitzvah, that mitzvah.
We're very familiar
with
that.
Yeah. and whatever it is, you know, everyone's holding in different places, but we're doing a million things, whether it's work, family, etc., you know. So, sometimes we feel like we never have like a second to just like stop and focus on the one thing that it is that we should be doing right now. Right? We're running all over the place. So it says in Mishlei, Chazisa ish otz bidvarav. So you see a foolish person, so to speak. Sorry, not a foolish person. You see a person who's rushed, who's hasty with his words. Otz bidvarav. So tikva liksil mimenu. The fool has greater hope than he does. Meaning a foolish person who goes about things a little bit slower has greater hope than the person who's running around and being hasty, even if the hasty person's a lot wiser, a lot smarter. And the idea is what? That sometimes you take things a little bit slower, so things work out. Don't try to do too much at once. Just take on one thing. You like quoting Rabbi Nachman? So from Sichas Aran, in Os Chav Zayin, he talks about how we have so many mitzvahs to do. Afal pisha adam tzarech liyos zariz gadol me'od me'od v'avodas Hashem lizdariz me'od b'chol eis v'chol shah lasos harbe v'avodas Hashem. There are lots of mitzvahs to do. There are lots of things to do. You know, Rebbe once told me you got to cover ground before ground covers you. Right? There, it's a harif line, but there's a lot to do in this world, right? Ki ikar hu asiya. Rav Ger Sharetsky once said that to me. Ki ikar hu asiya. It's very him. It's a great line. Ki ikar hu asiya. Right? We have to. We're here in this world to do. Lomud harbe lasos mitzvos harbe lispalo lischanin harbe. We have to learn. We have to daven. We have to do mitzvos. We have to live. We have to be normal people. Lishboch libo lefanam hachisparach. So daven kayotze bezeh sharin yane avodas Hashem. We have to do all these things. Says Rabbi Nachman, again, Sichos Aran, Os Chav Zayin, Afal Pichin, Al Tihi Nival. Don't be rushed. Relax. Take it one step at a time. Kishata Roa Bisforum Kedoshim in Yani Avodas Harbe. Al Tihi Nival, right? You see a great idea. You hear a nice idea in a shir. Oh, you know, the Rav talks about, I don't know, Dafyomi or Shnai Mikra. You're like, oh, that's an amazing thing to do. I'm going to do it, right? But you have a lot on your plate already, right? And yeah, there's a lot to do and there's a lot to learn and, you know, we want to accomplish in this world. You know, in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. At the same time, like, relax a little bit. Don't worry. Focus on the thing that's in front of you right now. And I think it's a really, really important idea. In Avodas Hashem, sometimes that Yetzer Tov and that desire to do more and more and more ends up having a negative impact on us because we're never living in the moment. And then related to that, in just terms of living in the moment, so my friend Moshe Tzvi Eichenbaum, Mark Eichenbaum, sent me a few great, great ideas. We're talking about this idea a lot. And he said, he quoted from Rejuda Michelle. I don't know if Chevra here are familiar with Rejuda Michelle, but he said such a good vort. Right? When Moshe Rabbeinu sees the snet, right, the burning bush, what happens? What does Hashem say to him? In English, basically, what's the story?
Take off your shoes
and come over here, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the pasuk though? The pasuk says, Vayomer al tikrav halom sal na'alech me'al raglecha. He says, don't come close, take off your shoes. Why? It should say, because you're about to come forward to a holy place. What's the pasuk say? Ki amakom asher ata omed alav admas kodeshu. Because the place that you're standing on right now is kodesh. Hashem was saying, come close to the burning bush. right? And you think going to the burning bush is what? The holy is the holy at that time. But what does Hashem take off your shoes? Why? Because the place you're standing on right now is holy. Sometimes we think we need to go there, we need to go there to attain holiness or to, you know, get that geschmack or that lift that we need. Maybe I need to go to this show, maybe I need to go to that minion, and oh, if I only do that, then my davening will be so much better. Then, you know, whatever, this will be so much better. If I move to this community, my marriage, or whatever it is, you know. We have to realize, like, no. Wherever we are, that's where we need to be at that time. Wow. Right? And life takes turns, but we have to, you know, be where we are and just be. Just be present. I think it's so important.
Be here now.
I think Rav Simon said this word in YU, one of the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Baruch Simon, Shlita, said such a good word from a Satmar Dayan. So good. What's the pasuk we say in davening? Rabos machshavos b'lev yitzvah tzas Hashem hisakum. Right? We have so many different desires. We have so many different machshavos. We want to do so many different things. But whose thoughts really, whose etza stands at the end of the day? Tzas Hashem hisakum. So Samar Dayan, I don't know his name, so I can't quote him. I heard it from Rav Simon. B'shem Samar Dayan, the most beautiful vort. And if you read this line in davening, you're not going to think about it the same way. Right? Rabos machshavos b'lev yitzvah tzas Hashem hisakum. Takum. Meaning, we have a million different things we want to do, but what's the Eitz of Hashem? Just takum. Stand still for a second. See where you are, look around. Right? And just take in the moment. Wherever we are, that's where we need to be. And Mark sent me a picture from the book from A Malach in Our Midst, the biography of Rav Moshe Tversky.
Mark
Eichenbaum, Shlita. A great guy. He's learning in YU now. So I'll read it from you. It's so good. There's a pasuk in Parshas Emor that prohibits the Kohen Gadol from leaving the Beis HaMikdash to attend even his father or mother's funeral. Umin HaMikdash lo yetze. Right? So if they're osek in the Avodas HaMikdash, so they're not allowed to leave, even if, Rachman HaSlana, a parent was nifter. The Mefarshim explained that if the Kohen Gadol were to leave while in the middle of carrying out the Avodah, it would be a desecration. He is inside the Mikdash, in the middle of the Avodah, and he must not leave. That's the only thing he should be focused on. However, there's a chumrah from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker, that to fulfill the obligation of Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that takes place during Chazaras Hashatz, one must hear the entire repetition from beginning to end. So you kind of have to make sure you finish your silent Shemona Esrei in time for most of us to start with the Chazan, so you can listen to the whole entire Chazaras Hashatz. Okay?
The minyanim we don't blush in during Chazaras Hashatz.
Right. So this is what he says. So good. It can happen that an individual is in the middle of Musaf and suddenly realizes that Chazaras Hashatz is going to start soon. He may feel inclined to hurry up so he can finish in time to not miss out on this Chumash, to be able to hear the whole repetition from the very beginning. Right? Makes sense. You want to be makbid for that Chumash of Rav Chaim Brisker. What did Rav Moshe Tversky say? He says, what about Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze? Min HaMikdash, if you're in the middle of Avodah HaMikdash, Lo Yetze. Don't go out. He says, you can't rush the end of Shemona Esrei. You are literally standing before Hashem. You're in the middle of the Mikdash, in the very midst of the Avodah. Right? Sometimes, again, it could be a positive ratzon. You want to go chap a mitzvah. You want to hear Tkiya Shofar. But what? If you're osek in a mitzvah, right? Potter in a mitzvah, so to speak. If you're in the middle of something, right? So that's all we should be involved in. And talk about osek, so the Maral writes in the Hakdama for Teres Yisrael.
Take Shemona Esrei. I down in the long Shemona Esrei, but I always feel bad because I miss out on the mains, and they say mains are like the holiest things in the world.
Right.
The mains unlock Mashiach and like everything. So I stay, the Chazan starts, I'm like, oh God. I can't even like, I try
have
like, I quickly finish my Shemona Esrei, I get so I can cut the main. You're saying
to be osik in whatever you're doing.
It's a life changing
game changer.
So the Maral writes that in his Hakdama to the Pharisee Yisrael, he discusses the bracha lasok with the Vresora. And it should be lilmod Torah, right? When we say to learn Torah, why is it lasok with the Vresora? So he says the bracha really speaks to the nature of the mitzvah itself. This is something that others speak about as well. But the bracha that we make on Torah shows, right? It's lasok with the Vresora. It's not just to acquire knowledge. It's not about Googling, you know, what is the maskana of the Gemara. Right, what does Rashi say, or how do we understand this pasuk? It's not what Torah is. It's la'asok. It should be not just, you know, the endeavor to acquire knowledge, but to be fully engaged in the material that's in front of you, to be fully engaged in the Torah. La'asok, la'asok, la'asok with the resora, to be fully engaged. And I think anytime we're doing a mitzvah, and you know, anytime we're doing anything in life, right? Bein anam l'chaver, bein anam l'makom, bein anam l'ishta, whatever it is, we need to make sure that we're fully present. Right? Atzas Hashem hi, sakum, just to stand still. And I think maybe when we think about that, that might be one way, again, to overcome Amalek. Because Amalek wants us to, causes a suffix. Maybe you should be here, maybe you should be there, maybe you should be running here. Go back and forth. Don't think about anything. But the avodah is what? The avodah is just to stand still and be present what we're doing. And I think maybe something that Rav Moshe Tzvi has spoken to us about before, about Purim in general. Purim's an amazing day. There's a lot of Kedusha to it. But it gets a little bit crazy sometimes. And sometimes we have like these grandiose plans to have the best Purim ever. Right? And we're going to go to this Suda, we're going to go to this Rebbe's house, or we're going to go, you know, whatever it is. People make plans. But at the end of the day, we just be. Right? Purim is Yom Kippurim. And on Yom Kippur, the Etzma Yom is Mechaper. All you need to do is just be in the middle of the day on Purim. Sometimes you just need to be. You know, you want to go here, you want to see this one, you want to see that. You have to go do Mishloach Manos to family, you know, whatever it is. To your great aunt, Susan, down the, you know, whatever it is. Things that we don't necessarily want to do. Or they might think that like, oh, it's not the most ideal Purim. But what? No, the Avoda is just be. It's just about being on Purim. And I think that's the greatest way to overcome Amalek. So that's one idea I wanted to share. Maybe we'll share some more in a little bit. Should I pause it?
One question. Judah.
How do you, like, know what's too much? What's,